Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It is 8:04 a.m. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I can just tell by the look on Dylan's face behind the glass as he's answering the phone, it's not good.
I mean,
doesn't sound like a good feedback.
I think I've ruffled a few feathers, maybe.
just a few.
I would just say, why wait any further? Let the roast of Dylan Matthews.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly. And obviously, if you guys did not hear it a minute ago, and maybe. Allie, you can go right back through it. 404-726-0929. Dylan did his top five Nintendo games. And as soon as he announced that topic, I was like, this ain't going to be good, man.
Right.
He's one of the youths. He's not even 30 yet. And it was just as bad as I expected. So what was the list? Do you have it? Dylan, do you have the list right in front of you?
I have the list right in front of me.
Okay.
At number five. Super Mario Party, the one that was released on Nintendo DS, October 5th, 2018.
Yeah, that
at
was the OG.
The OG one was in the honorable mention, along with the OG Mario Kart. At number four, Super Smash Bros. Brawl on the Wii. Number three, the new Super Mario Brothers that was on Nintendo DS. Number two, Super Mario Brothers, the OG. And number one, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe
on
Nintendo Switch.
Was it the OG? Was it the one for 1985?
Yes.
Okay.
1985.
All right,
yep, yeah. Yep.
What we have to appreciate here is the confidence that Dylan has.
Yeah, he did. He ran right into
on business. Told you, I'm standing on business.
He is running right through it. Well, on Twitter, we have a lot of opinions, Dylan. I can't even keep up with them. Okay, so Samir says, a top five without the OG Legend of Zelda. That's the one I was going to add in.
That was
Zelda.
The flagship.
Yeah, that one's missing. Mario Odyssey was snubbed. This... all the same genre of games, Dylan, my guy. Please get to a retro arcade.
Yeah. That's so true.
Legend of Zelda, I've heard good things about. Never really played it, so I couldn't put it on the list. I can't put something on a list that I haven't played.
Philip Oliver straight up said, what the crap is this Nintendo list?
Dude, it's bad.
Chase said, lost me when we started in 2018. Shouldn't make it further on the timeline than N64.
Oh, man. Just the roast.
That
continues.
Was number five.
But all right, go ahead.
What I was pointing out to Bo while we were in the break there is your original Nintendo is the N64, correct? Like, that's what you first started playing on.
I was first introduced to Nintendo games with the Nintendo 64.
Okay, so then, like, your timeline equivalent to Super Nintendo would basically be like the Wii.
Yeah.
That makes me feel very old.
Yeah, it does. You
sad.
You probably should have made a list with... like the top Nintendo games from starting with the Nintendo 64 console.
Yeah, I don't know. It still wouldn't have been good. I mean, Donald Mitchell was Mario Kart 64. We didn't even bring up James Bond, which is literally the flagship game.
I did play that one though. I played that one actually a lot, but I wasn't really good at it, so I had bad memories with it. It was a cool game.
The fact that one of the most famous games of all time, which is Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, wasn't listed,
Wow.
And that the Bond game, which was also one of the most famous games of all time, not listed.
Metroid.
The Bond game should have been an honorable mention, I'll give you that, but the Duck Mike Hunt? Tyson game, I never even heard of.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Okay. You're just making it worse. All right. And again, we were talking about also... Also, Grant getting out of date night Friday night. You guys can weigh in 404-726-0929, but the phone lines are full. Dylan, let's start right here from the top. Let's go out to Andrew on 285. Andrew, you're on the morning shift, man.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up,
man?
Hey, my wake-up calls for Dylan. That list was not the one, man. That was not the one, brother. I mean, see, what the problem is, he don't have a Blockbuster growing up. Blockbuster can rent as many systems as you want.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's so right.
Such
man.
A good
you,
point.
You missing Street Fighter. You missing Tekken. You missing Halo. You missing Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow on Game Boy. You missing GoldenEye. Come on, man. Hey. Be better, man.
Yeah. Yeah, good wake-up call.
Better,
nice call, Andrew.
Yeah. Gold, okay, I'll give you this. GoldenEye should have been at least an honorable mention. Can I give this a hot take real quick? Because I know a lot of people are going to disagree with
it.
Pokemon is boring. Pokemon is boring. Whoa. All you do is just go around. It's not fun. The Pokemon game, watching Pokemon was cool. Playing Pokemon to me, not fun at all. Especially on the older consoles.
You know what else is not fun? Like watching people play video games, which you try to get people to watch you play Mario Kart.
Oh, don't hate on that man's Twitch stream. Sally, what you got?
I'm just saying.
Well, I know we have full phone lines, but real quick, I have to mention that B. Wallace just tweeted, all I have to say is up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, select start.
Yes, 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 yes. All the good stuff. Yeah, unlimited light, yeah. You guys ever play the big head on 007 where they got the big heads?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Funny.
Anyways, let's go out back to the phone lines. Let's head over to Chase in Cumming. Chase, good morning. You're on the morning show.
Good morning. Good morning. First off, I'd like to declare for Mike's month.
Let's go. Let's go.
So many games left off. Banjo-Kazooie, Star Fox, do a barrel roll. There's so many games. You didn't have to buy a strategy guide for a game. Yes. It should not be on that list. That is my opinion. I just, that's where I stand. Yeah. N64 was the go-to console. It had everything you needed, man.
Really
it just all of it.
Really
everything.
Was.
That's it. Allie Mac, you're awesome.
Oh,
awesome
you.
Wife. Yeah, you guys are great.
Thanks, man. That's a goated call. Yeah, that's a goated call, if you will.
I do need to address one thing before we go back to the phone lines. I forgot. This is what Andrew said. I actually did go to Blockbuster, and I've been to Blockbuster many times. However, I did not get video games from Blockbuster. All I did was rent movies from Blockbuster.
Yeah, it's
Power
so
Rangers,
it's
Godzilla.
So it's Nolan Void. Star Fox.
Also,
but he hit with the Star like Star Fox
was
yes, that
so
was legendary.
Good.
You know what else you could get for, like back in the video day, like Blockbusters of the world, Hollywood movie.
Video.
Yeah,
Hollywood Video. Is you could rent like the wrestling pay-per-views pretty quickly after they aired.
That's
if you
so
couldn't
true.
Afford it.
As soon as they launched,
I remember
on
watching
video.
The one where Hulk Hogan beat Sergeant Slaughter for the WWF title, and then he went to the back and like threw somebody like they threw something in his face or whatever.
Yeah,
man, those were cool too. Doing those were.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go out to Swami Dave out in Cumming. Swami Dave, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Listen, it's kind of interesting. We talked about a bunch of OGs. However, if I counted right, six of the seven that are on the list really would never have come about if it wasn't for the real OG.
Exactly.
Which was Donkey Kong itself.
Ooh.
1982, I believe, if my dates are right, the actual tower game. That there's no telling how many quarters kids stuck into that thing.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, it is the progenitor of all of these.
That's such a good call because I definitely had the Atari 1600, definitely locked in. Had the Pong sticks, you know. Man,
I know
now we're talking.
I know we've struck a chord now because my guy Johnny Rutledge, who played for the Gators National Championship team in 96, and he played for a couple of teams in the NFL, including the Cardinals. He just texted me his top five,
okay.
Which is old school. He's got Mike Tyson punch out at one.
I mean, like, yes.
He's got Contra. He's got Mario Kart, the OG Mario Kart, like Super Nintendo version.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers 2, and obviously Tecmo Bowl, which is one of the greatest Nintendo games of all time. Tecmo Super Bowl as well are on there. But, like, if you've got Johnny Rutledge texting me, Dylan, you have blanked up royally. Because Johnny only texts me like if we want to chit chat or when it's about show related, it means he's got to give me some real information. So you've blanked this.
All right, let's
just ruffle some feathers. Kept it real.
Let's work our way down the list a little further on the phone lines. Let's head out to our Chief. What's happening, Chief? Hey, talk some sense into this man, Chief.
I just told him, Mike. I said everything is Mario Brothers. You should have had one category that's Mario Brothers.
Top five Mario games of all time.
Yeah, Mario is you know a whole series by itself. You just should have said the whole Mario series because, like my man said, Punch Out and Tecmo Bowl was my favorite game, 1989. Yeah. I mean, that's come on, man.
Yeah.
You cannot go wrong with Techno Mode, period. My son said, Dylan, he's sitting right here. He's about to, well, he's a little older than you, but he said that Pokemon cards were fire, and the game was fire. So, I don't know. Anyway, y'all guys have a good morning.
Hey, appreciate it, Chief.
Dylan, thanks, we're going to get you, like, well, you got to shave your beard and get one of those fake mustaches on to be in incognito because you might get in trouble in the streets.
I ain't worried about it. Again, standing on business. If anybody wants to come debate me about the list, we can have that conversation.
Well, it sounds like that's happening right now.
And if a video game has a movie made after it, you know it had an impact, so you're definitely forgetting Tetris.
Yeah. Oh,
well, yes.
And Tetris is an OG thing, too.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I mean, you can go. It's endless, man. As soon as he said Nintendo, I was like, "This is not good. This is not good." Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's head out to our buddy Larry in the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? Good morning.
I was laughing at you guys because you guys are all really young. All of you, even the ones that mentioned Donkey Kong, because I was playing Pong in 1976 because my dad worked at an electronics store, and all you could do was hit that little ball back and forth.
Yeah, that one
was
button, one joystick. Machine.
Yeah, that's it. That was it. And that was the one that started everything before even Donkey Kong. But anyway, I don't know anything else because I was already married and had two kids by the time all them games came out. So I was too busy working to take care of my family to know how to play any video games.
There you go.
But I do want to say to Allie.
Yes.
Don't let nobody tell you what's good for you and Grant.
Larry, we're not telling her what's good for her and Grant. We're telling Grant what's good for Grant.
Well, okay, you can do that. But look, Grant, don't listen to him, okay, Grant? You keep doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
But if Allie and Grant are good with it, you guys butt out, man. Let them handle their own.
All right.
Butt out, guys.
Here's the deal. Hey, don't come with it then. If you don't want my opinion, don't talk about it with me. Don't ask my opinion if you don't like it.
All right, calm down.
I give my that's what I do.
Anyways, we're not coming for y'all's relationship. I'm just simply telling
asked.
Grant it's not fair, man. All of us have to do this and do it the right way. You ought to fall in line, Grant.
I mean,
Grant, fall in line.
Grant better be it, Keith Irwin.
How dare you act special?
Again, I'm okay with it. I'm telling him to go to the game.
Here's what we'll do. We'll have a compromise. Grant can wear a Ronald Acuna Jr. jersey to Keith Urban and watch it on the stream.
Yeah. We'll see.
Look, I'll be curious to see what comes of that. But nonetheless, man, maybe Ronald Acuna can get moved back to Saturday.
Maybe. Cross your fingers.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the conversation we had at 7 o'clock about this new college sports commission and the fallout that could be for some of the state schools in Tennessee saying, see ya. Also, we got a Life of Squid.
Should the NBA playoffs actually be longer?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, some think so. Next morning show, Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
The Odyssey app.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.